In times of weakness, trust in God. If, under trying circumstances, men of spiritual power, pressed beyond measure, become discouraged, this is nothing strange or new. One of the mightiest of the prophets fled for his life before the rage of an infuriated woman. A weary fugitive, bitter disappointment crushing his spirits, he asked that he might die. But when hope was gone and his life work seemed threatened with defeat, he learned the possibility of trusting God under circumstances the most forbidding. Those who, while spending their life energies in self-sacrificing labor, are tempted to give way to despondency, may gather courage from the experience of Elijah. God's watchful care, His love, His power, are especially manifest in behalf of His servants whose counsels and reproofs are slighted and whose efforts toward reform are repaid with hatred and opposition. At the time of greatest weakness, Satan assails the soul with the fiercest temptations. It was thus that he hoped to prevail over the Son of God, for by this policy he had gained many victories over man. When willpower weakened and faith failed, then those who had stood long and valiantly for the right yielded to temptation. Moses, wearied with 40 years of wandering and unbelief, failed just on the borders of the promised land. Elijah, who had maintained his trust in Jehovah during the years of drought, in a moment of weariness allowed the fear of death to overcome his faith in God. So it is today, when we are encompassed with doubt or afflicted by poverty or distress, Satan seeks to shake our confidence in Jehovah. He tempts us to distrust God, to question His love. He hopes to discourage the soul and break our hold on God. Those who stand in the forefront of the conflict will frequently feel a reaction when the pressure is removed. Despondency may shake the faith and weaken the will. But God understands. He still pities and loves. He reads the motives of the heart. To wait patiently, to trust when everything looks dark, is the lesson that leaders in God's work need to learn. Heaven will not fail them in adversity. Nothing is apparently more helpless, yet really more invincible, than the soul that feels its nothingness and relies wholly on God. He who is Elijah's strength is strong to uphold every struggling child of His, no matter how weak. To everyone He grants power according to the need. In the might of God, man may overcome evil and help others to overcome. Satan can never gain advantage of him who makes God his defense. Satan knows your weakness, therefore cling to Jesus. The righteousness of Christ can give you power to stem the tide of evil sweeping over the world. Bring faith into your experience. Faith lightens every burden, relieves every weariness. Providences that are now mysterious you may solve by continued trust in God. The records of sacred history are written that the same faith which wrought in God's servants of old may work in us. In no less marked manner will the Lord work now wherever there are hearts of faith to be channels of His power. Christ will never abandon those for whom He died. We may leave Him and be overwhelmed with temptation, but Christ can never turn from one for whom He has paid the ransom of His own life. Could our spiritual vision be quickened, we should see souls bowed under oppression, burdened with grief, and ready to die in discouragement. We should see angels flying quickly to the aid of these tempted ones, forcing back the hosts of evil. The battles between the two armies are real, and on the issue of the spiritual conflict eternal destinies depend. God's messengers are not to feel that His work is dependent on them. He who slumbers not will carry forward His work. He will thwart the purposes of wicked men and bring to confusion the counsels of those who plot mischief against His people. He who is the King, the Lord of hosts, sitteth between the cherubim, and amidst the strife and tumult of nations He guards His children still. When the arrows of wrath shall strike through the hearts of His enemies, His people will be safe in His hands.